Good morning, guys. I'm Nick Baker. I am your host, and you're listening to Becoming More Than I Am Now. And there are scriptures I want you to remember. I'm going to quote one of them that I love the most. That is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. It says, "For those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount upon wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint." That is one of my favorite scriptures right there. I'm going to repeat it. "For those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength and mount upon wings like eagles. That shall run and not grow weary. That shall walk and not faint." And that is one of my favorite scriptures right there. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. And I like quoting that scripture. "For those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, mount up upon wings like eagles. That shall run and not grow weary. That shall walk and not faint." And when you focus on that, now that you have disability, doesn't mean that you can't do things. I can't wait to mount up upon wings like eagles. I can't wait to fly. My testimony is the same, but my sermons are different. And I like preaching different things. The book of John changed my life from the inside out. Why do I like the book of John? Because how Jesus healed a blind man. Here's what I like about Paul. Before I get there, Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ that" what? "Strengthens me." That's what I like. Philippians 4:13. And that is one of my favorite scriptures out there. Knowing that hopefully the disabled would give me the opportunity to visit your church. We are open Mondays and Saturdays. We're closed on Sundays. Why? Because I'd rather be with my girlfriend and at her church or here at the Critic Center. Tracy from the Critic Center. I have a New Testament Bible that I got from the Full Foliage and from Calvary Chapel. It's a really nice Bible. It's a pocketbook New Testament Bible with a motorcycle on it because it's a Christian motorcycle club. The pastor, the founder of Calvary Chapel, that was here in Port Jervis. He moved down south. There's a there's another pastor there from Grace Community Church. Calvary Chapel is still around, but the pastor is not here anymore. It is a new international version. You're normally used to me reading out of the New King James. I like the New Testament better than the Old Testament because it has more information in here. John chapter 9. in the New Testament Bible. But it does have a couple books from the Old Testament, Psalms and Proverbs, in here at the end of the book. It says, wait here, I'm going to read a couple chapters. And first one, it says, as he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Go, he told him, wash in pool of Siloam. The word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. I'm going to stop there. That is one of my favorite scriptures right there. I love how Jesus came to the blind man and started healing him. Here's on Philippians chapter 4. It says right here. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things to him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him that gives me strength. And that is one of my favorite scriptures in the book of Philippians. I love how Paul talks about I can do all things through him that gives me strength. Meaning Christ. In the New King James, it says I can do all things through Christ and that strengthens me. But it is amazing when we read the book of Philippians chapter 4. And I love Paul. Paul is one of my favorite heroes in the scriptures. These are the real heroes here, not superheroes like Superman, Batman. Real heroes that leads us to the Lord, leads us to the way of heaven through Christ. That's what I like about the New Testament Bible. I like the King James as well. Why? Because I always read out of the King James growing up. Yes, I read out of the New International Version growing up as well. That's before the New King James came out. The New King James is just about 5 years old. At least. I didn't hear of the new King James until I started watching TBN back in 2013. That's when I heard about the new King James. And Kenneth Copeland. Huh. I don't want to talk about him. But he started reading out of the new King James Bible. I didn't have a new King James Bible until my aunt gave me my first Bible. My first new King James Bible. There are two Bibles right here in front of me. The New International and the New King James. If I gotta choose which version I like reading out of, which version I like preaching from is the King James. The King James is one of my favorite versions of the Bible that I like preaching from. Why? Because Billy Graham did it. Nick Vujicic does it. He reads out of the King James. And the New International Version he preaches from too. There are more things that are crippled than me. That is fear. F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. That's what handicap is. That's what fear is. A disability. If you put go before disabled, guess what it stands for? God is abled. That's what Nick Vujicic says. Here's one of my most favorite quotes from Nick Vujicic. He says that if you ask an 8-year-old, why they're stressed, they say, oh, homework. My parents will give me what I want. My brother and sisters like to pick on me, to pull my hair. Then you go to the 13-year-olds, they go, oh, everything is changing around me. My friends invite me to the party. They don't invite me to the party. My parents are stressing me out. I put a distraction on my door. They still come in. They still bother me. I need a boyfriend. Look, sex is not love. Do you know what love is? Somebody who cares about you, your companionship. Somebody who gives you their full attention. His or her full attention. That's what love is. Not sex. Not pornography. Giving somebody your full attention and being there for that person 24/7. Then you go to the high school kids, 17-year-olds. You ask them why they're stressed. Hey, honey, how's school? Fine. What did you learn at school? Nothing. Stress me out. Boring. Can't wait to go to college. They go to college. They go, why did I come here? High school is much fun. I need a job. Then I get a job. Second day. Then I get the boss. Then a good guy. Then I get the boss again. The good guy to go, really? You can't be him? I hate his guts. I hate him. It stressed me out. Then the single people, they go, I wish I found the right one. I'll be happy when I find my Prince Charming. Ladies, let me tell you something. Honey, if you're not happy single, you're not going to be happy married. That's what I like about Nick Vujicic. How he explains how challenging our disability is. And how unhappy we are being trapped in our own bodies. Letting the enemy have control over us. Stop focusing on your disability. Focus on what is important for you. Why don't we read the book of Psalms? Psalms 38. One of my favorite scriptures. Psalms 38. Says that I'm going to read from verse 1. I'm going to read a couple verses. Actually, I think it's 32. That Nick Vujicic. Here we go. It says, excellent at me. Actually, Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He led me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sakes. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And I love Psalm 23. This is David talking. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valleys, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And the question is, does the rod and the staff of Jesus give you comfort? When you focus on that, when you focus on Jesus, and you go down the right path, where you need to belong, where you need to go to fulfill your dreams, your destiny, your goals, to overcome the challenges that you face each and every day. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. I fear no evil. And you shouldn't fear evil. You should fear God. God is your Father, the Heavenly Father who loves us. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. Christ died on the cross because he loves us. He doesn't care who we are. He cares about who he loves. He cares about what we are, not who we are. Our disability is nothing. Our disability is an excuse not to do something. That's what disability is. Unable to do something. Just because I wear long leg braces up to my knees, up to my thighs, and walk with crutches, doesn't mean nothing. Doesn't stop me from doing things I want to do. My braces, my crutches are an excuse not to do something. But I don't use them as an excuse. They've gone dog sledding with me. They got crushed. I didn't need the dog sled. And the metal bracket on my left brace got crushed. Big 70-80 pound weight from the equipment that we had on our sled. All that weight crushed my brace. It didn't bring it to pieces. It just crushed the metal bracket. But that metal made history. I didn't make history. The metal made history. The brace that I wore that day, is be remembered of the bravery a young scout was and has. The bravery that young scout has and had, still have. Be remembered. Oh, the challenges it's been through. All of the up and downs it had over the years. That medal on that brace is to be remembered of all of the hiking trails we've been on. That has been on over the years. 2007. West Point. That brace. It's be remembered of the hiking trails we went on with the West Point cadets. That brace is be remembered of how many times this evangelist that is handicapped been baptized. That place is being remembered of how many speeches I have given. That place is being remembered of how many times I've been up and down the stairs of the Pine Bush Catholic War Veterans. And that place is being remembered of how many lives it's saved over the years. A teacher choking. And how it gave that scout the opportunity to get up and save her life. That brace is being used as parts for a prosthetic leg of a veteran, Vietnam. Got his leg blown off. Poof! Ouch! Step on a landmine. Yep. Dynamite. Grenade. Poof. Bye-bye leg. That's that veteran, that soldier that lost his leg during battle in the Army. Yeah. In the Army. Lost his leg. Stepped down a landmine. Got his leg blown off. That guy's making history right now. Why? Because that brace that was turned from a brace to a prosthetic leg. It's helping them. Remember the challenges it had that it's been through. That place is blessing that man as it blessed me. God bless me with that brace. God bless me with that brace so that I could succeed my goals to become an Eagle Scout. And that brace was at the Eagle Scout Court of Honor in 2015. That place was at the grand opening of the Wings House Ministries 2 years ago. Right here at the Tri-State Family Credit Center. One of my pastor's friend, Dave Hansen's friend, just happened to be right there at the Drake Apostatics wearing that brace. It's a prosthetic leg. Had his leg blown off. Big Dave flew over that enemy line with a helicopter. And that man jumped out of the helicopter, landed into a landmine, got his leg blown off. That man doesn't focus on his handicap. He focuses on the blessings that God gave him. God blessed him. God called him into the military to have his leg blown off. And the son that's in the Air Force, active duty, approached me as I was walking out of the clinic, and saying, "Thank you for that defibrillator. Thank you for that brace. Thank you for your service that in protecting your community as a Boy Scout. Saving lives as a Boy Scout." You know what a Boy Scout does? A Boy Scout doesn't just wear his uniform for nothing. He wears that uniform to die in it. He wears that uniform to put his life on the line for others. It's a risky thing. Do you know how many Boy Scouts have been killed over the years? Over 50% of them. 80% of them. 40%, 40% of the Boy Scouts risk their lives to save another life. That's what scouting is all about. It's risking your own life for a stranger. It's not all about having fun and learning wilderness survival skills. It's about risking your own life to protect your neighbors. As Jesus said, love your neighbors as yourself. Do you know how many times I went on a military base with guns shooting at us? Boop, 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 boop. Clang, 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 clang. Yeah. How many times? How many times has a missile got blown got shot into a campsite. How many missiles? It's cool to watch the missiles being tested. Watch the helicopters fly overhead. The F-16s fly by. Low. As the pilot waves to you. I love that. Giving them a salute as they fly by. Do you know how many scouts that are now in the military? All I need to look up is a story of a group of scouts during World War II and how a submarine captain asked them to risk their lives to build a bomb to blow up a train. A Nazi train. A German train. With tanks and bombs in those cars. Each car had a German weapon in them. Just a few dynamites and a rope just to make a bomb out of those dynamites. Blow up the train. Poof! Bye-bye train! That's pretty risky. Right there, group of Boy Scouts and making a bomb out of dynamites and blowing up a train. Poof! Just look up that story. Boy Scouts during World War II blowing up a train. A German train. It's amazing how those brave young men blew up a train. Just to save the country I love. Blow up a train. Or lose your country. If you're a Boy Scout. And a Navy captain asked you to build a bomb to blow up a train. What would you choose? Blow up the train? Or have your family killed by a Nazi? I would choose to blow up a train than have my family killed. Have my family being tortured in a concentration camp. Save 16,000 Jews that was in that camp. If I was that scout that blew up the train, they saved 16,000 Jews that was being tortured in a concentration camp. I would do it. I will blow up that train. I'd rather have a train blown up than having 16,000 Jews killed for no apparent reason. Let's pray. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you for my testimony. I thank you for those who are struggling spiritually. Struggling to succeed in life. And to fulfill their dreams and their goals to become the people that they want to become. And I thank you and praise you in the Trinity name. Amen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you in the morning. God bless you.